tension and nervousness exposed. Something can be done about that nervousness you complain of. Why do you not remind yourself now and then of that mind within which enjoys absolute dominion? It is absurd to suppose that it can be upset by alarm or worry. What imposters they are! How groundless is their argument! How impossible it is that they should for an instant ruffle that calm ocean of life in which you live and move and have your being! There can be no such thing as nervous breakdown for a person of your giantly stature. You are teeming with the divine energy that makes not only for strength, but for confidence. Rectitude, integrity, uprightness permeate your premises. Every area of your being is in peaceful and yet exuberant animation. Is not abounding life in your midst? Who or what can disturb its rhythm? Your note of the 26th received. You know how straightly and stoutly a telephone pole stands, which is held in place with proper guy wires. Does not this picture portray how firmly and uprightly you stand in rectitude and confidence when your mind is stayed on the Almighty? In this very attitude, you invite Him to take up His abode within. Or more accurately stated, you find that He is already not only without, but within you, affording you strength, composure, and assurance for every occasion. There is no reason for distressful symptoms, but there is necessity to realize their absence, and the presence in you of that mind which, unconfused and unconcerned, can see the world and see yourself well-conditioned and firmly established. This mind is the only mentality there is. It must, then, be yours. Every hour of the day, therefore, you can truthfully declare, I am serene and at peace. Nothing can interfere with the harmony of my existence. My being is supreme being, into which no alarm and no unsteadiness can come. Try to take things easy. Make some of your famous spaghetti once in a while. Fill up on it. Then take a look over your backyard onto the rippling lake. If this is not enough, read some of your own poems. You are not likely to find any better ones. Walk around saying, I am a woman. Say it at every step you take. That is a stupendous thing to say. It means there is no worry or nervousness or concern within miles. It means you are as staunch and confident as the Rock of Ages. Challenge pretentious annoyances. They cannot do a thing. You do not have to see or hear them. They are not in you or in your house or in your garden. They are in another world which radiant girls like you do not frequent. Yes, you are just as placid as the lake at its best. You have no more to worry about than those birds flitting around in the trees, because the good Lord has you in hand all the time. He will not let anything or anybody bother you. If all the world is a stage, then all your house and associations and doings are the background for tranquility. Nothing can creep in to disturb. The still, resistless power of principle governs. Do not struggle for peace. Be quiet a moment. You will find it right on your doorstep. Now, do a lot of this sensible talking with yourself and plenty of that strutting around. It will not be long before your mastery of the situation is a certainty. You are brimming over with that kind of potency which is poised and calm and sufficient to every demand. There is no anxiety or hurriedness. There is that quiet command of every situation. This is why Scripture says you are the temple of the living God. By virtue of all the powers which gather there, you are able to circulate in that normal life which you formerly enjoyed. Of course, you are on the mend.